listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, our guest says the impasse between the Bad River Tribal Council and the oil company Enbridge could spark the next big pipeline protests.
First, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett has called on Governor Walker and state lawmakers to finally accept federal funding to expand the state's Medicaid system, Badger Care.
Mayor Barrett says that the state made a mistake by not accepting the money when it was originally offered. He says that misstep has cost the state nearly $700 million and that it could have put that money toward other programs in the state.
We talked to Mayor Barrett yesterday morning to get his take on Badger Care and his thoughts on the violent offense that took place in Charlottesville over the weekend. Mayor Barrett, thanks a lot for joining us today.
I'm happy to be with you.
Well, you said recently the state is on the hook for $700 million that it didn't need to be because it didn't accept the Medicaid expansion money. Where does that figure come from, first of all?
It comes from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau, who did an analysis of what would have happened if the governor and the legislature had accepted the expansion that so many other states, even states that had Republican governors and Republican legislatures, had accepted. Now, going forward, it makes even less sense for us to reject this, because Governor Walker's argument against taking the money initially was that he disdained Obamacare and President Obama so much that he did not want to accept this money because he thought the federal government would renege on this. Now what's happened, of course, is with President Trump, you've got Republican governors all over the country who are making it clear that they want to continue to provide health care to their residents. So it looks even less likely now than it did several years ago that this money is going to be taken away. In fact, I would say Badger Care and at the national level Medicaid probably has more support than it has had in many, many years. So looking forward, I saw an estimate recently that said it would cost our taxpayers between $150 to $200 million a year going forward to reject these funds.
But Governor Walker's initial argument for rejecting in large part was because, and you alluded to this, this was uncertain whether that money would still be there. We might be on the hook and then have to figure out how to pay for it ourselves. I mean, if anything, isn't the Affordable Care Act more uncertain now than ever?
Well, no, because I think what we saw, we've now seen 8 months of gnashing of teeth by the Republicans. But the one thing that has been very, very clear is the votes are not there to repeal the expansion that has occurred in those states that have expanded. And in fact, if anything, I'd say those states have a strengthened hand more than anything else to make sure that they're not going to have their residents lose their health care. So ironically, it's the Republican governors around the country who have been the ones, more than anyone, who have made the case that they want to continue to provide health care for those individuals who have been receiving the health care.
If you can talk about alternate history for a bit, where would we be now, as you see it, if we had taken that money right off the bat?
Well, where we would be is we'd be in the same place. In fact, we'd be in a much better place financially. We'd have the $770, $780 million that could have gone to health care or property tax relief or income tax relief or education. And that would have benefited us enormously, and you would have had people having health care. The other factor that comes into play here is the fact that one thing that is clear, and that is particularly with President Trump, is the exchanges are under attack. And those are the private providers who are working to make sure that people have health insurance. And even in Wisconsin, we've seen this threatened with a couple of providers who have now announced that they're going to pull out. With those individuals who are currently getting health care from the private exchanges in a situation where it's going to be more expensive for them to get it, or they won't be able to get it at all, that makes the case even stronger for us to take the expansion so that we can cover individuals. And keep in mind, we're talking about people who are working. These are not people who are not working. We're talking about people essentially between 100% of poverty and 133% of poverty. Those are the people who are struggling to provide for their families. And by taking this expanded health care, the money that the federal government has offered all the states, we would do two things. One, we would provide more health care for more Wisconsinites. And second, we would save our residents literally hundreds of millions of dollars. To me, it defies logic that you would go forward now and say, well, we're going to have more people uninsured and it's going to cost our residents even more than it has in the past.
Talking to Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett about Medicaid and federal funding, how the lack of Medicaid expansion funding, the state's refusal to accept it, has affected the state. Mayor Barrett, for this to happen now, just like it would have had to happen years ago, Republicans would have to get on board. They've got a budget plan. It doesn't include taking this federal Medicaid expansion money. Have you talked to any Republicans in state government who would be on board with this?
Well, they certainly haven't shown any signs of it, but I think what's happened that makes this so timely and so dramatically different is when the Senate went home for its August recess, the United States Senate, not the Wisconsin State Senate, when the United States Senate went home for its August recess, that to me was the loudest signal yet that they are not in a position where they're going to repeal Obamacare, but even more importantly, even if they were to repeal Obamacare, the conversations have been that they're going to protect the states that have expanded Medicaid, or in our case, what would be expanded Badger Care. And so we are in a position now, I think, where the argument that the governor and the legislature was making 4 or 5 years ago is even weaker now than it was then. Because now this issue is front and center. And I was just looking at an article this morning that said Medicaid. And again, when we talk about Medicaid in Wisconsin, we're talking about Badger mm-hmm. Care that is more popular than it has been in the past because about 1 in 5 people benefit from the Medicaid system.
But have you had a conversation with any Republicans in the last few weeks here in Wisconsin that suggests that it could happen?
I certainly mentioned it to them. I don't know that they're there, and that's why I think mm-hmm. it's important to talk about it. I know Congressman Kind has talked about this. I know others have talked about this. This is the time, because the budget is not yet completed, where you could fill a lot of holes in this budget by announcing that you are going to reverse the position and start having these dollars go to provide health care for more Wisconsinites.
How do you see this affecting your city of Milwaukee in particular?
Well, we've got some great things going on in the city of Milwaukee, and I'm proud to be the cheerleader. But I think, as everybody realizes, we're also the area that has the largest percentage of low-income people. Many of these individuals are people who are working for a living. And I just have to stress that over and over again. People are covered in the state of Wisconsin up to 100% of poverty. It's the working poor, those individuals who are struggling between 100% of poverty and 133% of poverty, that would benefit by this the most in terms of health care. But all residents in Milwaukee and throughout the state certainly would have benefited if we hadn't forfeited that nearly $700 million. And looking forward, it's going to be all Wisconsin residents, including Milwaukeeans, who are going to benefit by not turning our back to $150 to $200 million per year that we could be receiving from the federal government and providing health care at the same time.
Assuming the state doesn't take this Medicaid expansion money to expand Badger Care between now and then, do you think this is or should be an issue in the 2018 elections?
Oh, I think it should be front and center in the 2018 elections. How can any elected official defend the fact that they have forfeited, first of all, close to $700 million, and second, going forward, that they're going to continue to forfeit $150 to $200 million per year? To me, that should be right there. And at the same time, not providing the health care for individuals. So whether you're a fiscal hawk or whether you're someone who cares about health care, they're on the same side. They should be on the same side of this issue because it's a fiscal issue and it's a health care issue.
I want to shift gears away from Medicaid for just a few moments and get your reaction to this weekend's events in Charlottesville. What are your thoughts about what happened there this weekend?
Well, obviously, I think anybody who saw what happened there has to stand up and say, this is just insanity to have this hatred so present in our society. And it has to start with the President of the United States. The President of the United States has to condemn the white supremacists. It defies logic that he has not condemned it yet.
And I'm sorry, just in the last few minutes, he did specify, we're talking, I should say, Monday morning, he did specify listing the KKK, white supremacists, and neo-Nazis. I was unable to hear the whole speech because I've been here talking with you now. What more would you like to see now at the federal level?
I think the leadership has to come there, and it has to be a genuine leadership, not one where you're forced to do it. I'm very pleased that he finally made the statement, but I was completely flabbergasted that he hadn't made that statement until, again, hearing it from you.
And then there's a vigil this weekend in Milwaukee and other places around the country, of course. What message would you like to see sent from your city to the rest of the country?
I want, from our city, I want people to understand that we are a city that is a multiracial, multi-ethnic city with a lot of different incomes, a lot of different religions. And we do everything we can to try to be a community, that there is more that unites us than it divides us. And I think most Americans feel that way. They're not looking for ways to wedge issues between people. They want to take care of their families and move on with their lives.
Mayor Barrett, thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right. Thank you very much.
That was Tom Barrett, mayor of Milwaukee. He joined us yesterday morning to talk about why he thinks Wisconsin should take advantage of federal funding to expand badger care.